بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with veterans from the Sacred Defense and the Resistance field. The meeting was held in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya on September 20, 2023, inaugurating Sacred Defense Week. There is a point that I would like to bring to the attention of the armed forces that I believe is very important. And that point is that the logic of power in Islam is not the logic of supremacy. In materialistic systems, what is meant by power is supremacy. Supremacy means lording over others, considering yourself to be superior to others, imposing yourself on others, putting your problems on other people's shoulders, and humiliating others. This is the definition of power in materialistic systems. The one who gains power gains supremacy as well. One of the negative concepts in the Holy Quran is this issue of supremacy. Indeed, Pharaoh tyrannized over the land. Quran chapter 28 verse 4. This is supremacy. The logic of power in Islam is not the logic of supremacy. In other words, the more your power increases and the more your capabilities increase, either your inherent capabilities or your legal capabilities, the more humble, flexible, and attentive to God you need to be.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Most of you have probably heard the story about Malik-e Ashtar. Malik-e Ashtar was a brave, strong commander in Imam Ali's, peace be upon him, army. He was a strong arm for the commander of the faithful. That is who Malik-e Ashtar was. He was walking in Kufa. This story apparently took place in Kufa. When a young boy who didn't recognize him saw him and started to ridicule him. Maybe his clothes or his turban were in a way that seemed funny to the boy. The boy ridiculed him and laughed. He, Malik, didn't say anything and left. After he had passed by and left, someone asked the boy if he knew who he had just ridiculed. The boy said, no. He told the boy, that was Malik-e Ashtar. The boy became frightened and said, now that I have treated Malik-e Ashtar in such a way, what will he do to me or my family? What should I do? The man said, go apologize to him. The boy went looking for him to find him and to apologize. He saw Malik-e Ashtar go into a mosque and become busy with praying. The boy waited for his prayer to finish. Then the boy went up to him and said, sir, I am sorry. I didn't recognize you. I was rude to you. Please forgive me. Malik-e Ashtar said, I came to this mosque and performed 2 rakat of prayers to pray for you. After all, a young person who acts in such a rude way requires prayers, and we should pray for him, he said. I came here to pray for you. See, this is the type of man that Maliki Ashtar was.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me.